Hey girl, if you have a messy bun, leggings on, and you've reheated your coffee 3 times today, and your to-do list is longer than you can even imagine, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Stacey Crown. I'm a mom of 3, a passionate faith-based life and business coach, running after toddlers, picking and dropping kids off at school and practice, and I've probably forgot to switch the laundry again. Needless to say, I am in the thick of it with you, sister. Some episodes will be all about mom life, and some are going to be about digging deeper in your faith. Some are going to be business related, but all episodes will make you feel a little more normal and a lot less alone in this juggle that we call life. I want to remind you that you're so loved, you are so worthy, and that you're more than enough. Let's jump in. Hey, welcome back to the She Is Called podcast. I am so excited to be sitting here in front of my computer, and my house is still a mess. There's 2 loads of laundry to be folded. My sleepy dog is on the couch, and the 3 kids are back to school after a very long, very long and fulfilling and fun spring break. We had a great week, and it didn't even feel like it was dragging. I know that some spring breaks just feel, or some breaks with the kids, it's just like, oh gosh, what are we going to do today? But ours was very full of a lot of fun things, which obviously kept them busy. So I took them to the church offices for a few days. They loved that. They absolutely loved church, but to be able to come to work with them was so fun. Ooh, excuse my yawn. I need another coffee. And then I just had a really special time with my Ireland. We got our haircut together, and then we went out to dessert with our friends, Alyssa in Lakeland, a friend of mine who has a business, and so we kind of had a little business meeting, and the girls had dessert, and it was so much fun. And then the next day, I actually brought her to the branding session for the first round of Launch 101. And if you haven't listened to the last episode, go back and listen to where I'm taking my business for the rest of 2024 and possibly forever. But it is my new course that opens up on April 15th, and it is a small group coaching for Launch 101. But just to kind of give you a space and set you up for where my head's at today, I sometimes literally sit down in chairs in my room or in my house or the couch when I have time and it is quiet, and literally time just passes. And I know that sounds funny, but one is my desk chair. Like, if I sit down in my desk chair, like, I will not get up. I will find things to do, whether it's my email list or digital marketing or whatever I need to do for church. I literally will sit here and work. And then another one is the couch. Like, I can't ever get up off the couch. I texted my friend Gina last night, and I said, I've become one with the couch. We were texting each other about something, and I needed to get up for something. And I was like, I've become one with the couch. I'll text you tomorrow. And the other one is the dining room table chair that I sit in, these really cute buffalo plaid chairs that my husband and I have in, but I literally don't even know where the last 2 hours have gone, because that is how long Colton is in school. So I finally sat down, and I want to apologize for any avid listeners who are like, oh my gosh, why is she coming out with few and far between podcasts? Life is just very busy right now. It's just really, I haven't really had much time this past week and a half to even like batch episodes or come up with episodes or all these things. And it, you know, I've almost done my podcast for a year, you guys, and I'm really proud of myself for that. It's been a huge commitment, and it's been, I mean, I used to have commitment issues, and this gives me faith that I can commit to something and I can say yes and I can inspire and I can use my voice and all the things. But a year of podcasts, of a lot of them having different topics, my brain is kind of fried. So if you guys have anything that you want me to speak on, please, please, please go to my DMs on Instagram at the Stacey Crown and tell me what topics you want me to talk about. We talk about anything, faith, business, motherhood, but life has just been full and it's been so good. But I wanted to take a second and tell you guys what's been happening in life. So in, we have a lot of anniversaries. I was just telling my mom, because
our wedding anniversary is March 24th, which this year we didn't even really, we like high-fived each other. To be completely, like I said, I need another coffee. To be completely honest, we literally just like high-fived each other. We are going to our trip to St. Lucia, which was paid off yesterday, and it feels so good, but we're going there in May, and so we do plan on like getting dressed up every night and like having fun and, you know, kissing in the pool and all the things for our anniversary. But we didn't really do anything for it. And then I realized, oh my gosh, it is a week of anniversaries. And this is the first time that I've thought about this, because Ireland will be 10 in October. And if you don't know our story, my husband and I got pregnant on the third date. This is the very SparkNote version. So keep up, sister. You might have to rewind it, okay? But we got pregnant on the third date. We didn't talk for 14 weeks because I didn't know I was pregnant for 14 weeks. And so March 29th was officially a decade of me knowing about my baby, who is now 10 and coming on branding photo shoots with me and haircuts, okay? And then it's funny because I knew on March 29th, well, I didn't talk to Stefan, my husband, until March 31st, 10 years ago. So then it was a decade of him knowing. And then he actually told his family on April 1st, which is April Fool's, and our three-year-old calls it. He kept running around yesterday saying, April prank. It's April prank day. It was so funny. But so he told his whole family on April Fool's Day. And he was like, no, mom, like, I'm really like, I'm going to be a dad. Like, this is happening, which he had said it multiple times to his mother in the past. And she didn't believe him until like, she literally saw an ultrasound a week later. And so we just got through this whole week of anniversaries. Most people only celebrate one anniversary, maybe two, if you're like dating. Not us. We are the anniversary people. We celebrate it all. And so it was just this really bittersweet. A decade just seems so monumental. You know what I mean? Like a decade. Like I think about like weight loss, and it's like you have this number, right? That like if you get to it, it's just going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, like a decade or like saving or paying off debt, like all of those things, right? Like there's just monumental things that you just celebrate. And a decade, like you can't even just say like how many years it's been. Like you literally, there's a word for it. It's a freaking decade. And so I wanted to really just create a podcast episode. And I apologize now if I get emotional. But a decade just seems so long. And to be honest with you, it's been the best decade of my life. And I say that because I'm 36 and I've had if I died tomorrow, just know that I have like literally the most fulfilled, best life. But I say this because I literally had to have, it's been a decade of sweet, sweet, sweet surrenders. I simply say that because when I found out I was pregnant, I wasn't expecting it. And here I am at 36 now, and I have, you know, two of my childhood best friends, and to see them both pregnant and growing their families and all of these things that, you know, for some people I know, it's like it takes a really long time to be pregnant. So looking back on having an unexpected pregnancy, but then also, you know, it turning out the way that it did, of best case scenario, Stefan and I are, you know, we fell in love, we're still together. It's been not an easy marriage because we've had a lot of hurdles and a lot of ups and downs, just like I know so many people do. And it's like we literally have to wake up and choose each other every single day. And some days I literally want to like pluck his beard hairs out one by one with his arms tied behind his back. And some days I'm sure he wants to just shove my toothbrush right up my nostril. Like marriage is marriage, you know what I mean? But like I still choose him every single day. And if you're chuckling at that, then you know what a good marriage is. You know that you literally have to wake up and choose each other every single day. But I will say we came together because I said yes to a baby a decade ago. Which sounds so funny to say because you actually have to like say yes. Well, she was there. And like, obviously we know that you can take other measures to kind of rewrite your story in other ways. And I chose the hard way. And both ways would have been hard, right? I would have not had a baby and I would have had to have massive amounts of therapy. And honestly, I don't even know if I would be here if I did have an abortion 10 years ago, because I just don't know how I could have lived with myself. But that's me speaking on me. And I know that it's a very touchy subject, but it's part of my story. And it did run through my head 10 years ago. But the fact is, like, I was just sitting with my mom yesterday in the grass as I'm watching my three babies, who are not babies anymore, play on the playground in the yard that I grew up in. It was just this full circle moment. And for a second, my mom just looked at me and she's like, what if you never called him back? She's like, what if me and dad just said, like, no, we got this. We'll handle this, which they did. I will say my parents, they thought I was an angel. They literally thought I was the Virgin Mary. And I had to tell them that I was pregnant with someone that I went on 3 dates with, which was just totally out of the norm for me. And they were the first, I told them before I told Stefan, and they were on board. I knew that they would be. And I know one day I'll come out with like a full in detail. It'll be like 45 minutes, hour long, because this story is so good. And when I tell it in full detail length, people just are like, holy cow, this is how you got here. So if it feels PC to you, it's because I'm only giving you a little bit. I really do want to sit down and tell Ireland, our 10-year-old, like the whole story. She doesn't even know right now. Like, she knows, and I did tell her, you know, she was at our wedding and she knows that it was our wedding and that we got married and all these things, right? But I told her just, I don't even know, one of the days this past week of our week of anniversaries, and I was like, Ireland, 10 years ago? Oh, I didn't even know what life was going to look like. Like, I didn't even know that it could be this good. And I apologize, you know, for getting emotional, but I really truly feel like I want to speak to someone who's just unsure and isn't really sure like what life's going to look like or where you're going to be or who you're going to be with or what kind of job you're going to have or what the future holds. Because uncertainty and the unknown, gosh, it is so scary. Truthfully, the unknown of the future is so scary, but when you're faced with, you know, an illness or financial setbacks or a relationship ending or a divorce or a loss of someone and you aren't quite sure what the future is going to look like, I really just want to remind you that you might not be able to see it, but God sees the full picture. He sees the whole story. And by me giving him a sweet, sweet surrender of the vision and the version of the life that I thought I was going to have, which was becoming a teacher and meeting the man of my dreams and having a family and doing it the traditional way, it was just like he had very, very different plans. And isn't that how it is sometimes? Isn't it like you get the deliverance of whatever you prayed for? Right? Like, I got the man of my dreams. I got the marriage. I have the kids. A job that I love, of being a business coach and being faith-based and working at church and all these things. But it didn't happen how I thought it would. Or in the order that I thought it would. Or in the order that society puts on us. Because it's 2024. And like, I don't know. Either you did it the right way or you do it the not right way, right? But what's the right way? You know, it's like, I look at that and I'm like, gosh, Ireland was the best single choice I could have ever said yes to. It really truly reminds me that every single thing in our lives is detailed and orchestrated by God. And maybe you haven't really put your life under a microscope and literally magnified it so big to see his fingerprints. But take my word for it. There is nothing that happens on accident. And there's nothing that happens in your life that he can't, Romans 8:28, that he cannot turn for good. So that is just, it's just been a decade of sweet surrenders from the version and vision of life that I had for myself to surrendering to having a baby with someone that I didn't know, who now I know and love. And no matter if, you know, we're getting along or we're not getting along, or we've just built this beautiful life together. And honestly, like, oh, I don't even want to imagine what life would look like any other way. Because this is my reality, and this is, you know, this is my Romans 8:28. This is what God has turned for good. This situation that so many people I know are not fortunate enough to experience. Because, I mean, I've watched enough episodes of Maury, and he is the father. You know what I mean? Like, they're literally, like, I've watched so many people go through so many other things. And I'm not saying that my story is better or a better version or whatever. I'm just saying we all have our own stories. And that whatever you have gone through, wherever you are in your life, whatever struggle or storm that you are going through right now, I promise you that even though it might be just such a blur every single day because you've just lost a loved one, or you've just lost your house, or you're facing financial stability or instability, or you've just lost a job, or you've just started something new. I just want to remind you to keep stepping and keep putting your foot in front of the other foot and just keep trusting in the Lord and knowing that He has a plan that is just so much bigger than you ask and that you've ever asked for and that you've ever thought of and you've ever imagined. Because I don't know what the rest of my life holds, and I don't know what tomorrow holds. Just like I said, it could be the last day, and I don't know that, only He does. But if you've never put your life under a microscope, if you've never looked to see the fingerprints of God in every single thing, in every single conversation, in every single, like, literally every single red light is orchestrated by Him. Every single thing, good or bad, that happens in your life, He can ultimately reshape, remold, turn it for good. You literally just have to surrender and be able to trust that He will do it. And when you come into, you know, alignment and when you come into just agreement with His plan and you really do put down all the pieces and all of the white knuckling of the plan that you have for yourself and the version and the vision and the dreams and the goals and the manifesting and all of these things that society and the world tells us to do. And you just put it all down and you open your hands and you do what Carrie Underwood said, and you say, Jesus, take the wheel, just like I said when I peed on that stick 10 years ago, which sounds so cliche, but literally, that was the sweetest surrender, followed by a lot of scary months and a lot of uncertainty and unknown and a lot of judgment and a lot of shame that I held on to, for far, far too long. I just want to remind you that you are so worthy, that you're so loved, that you are chosen, and that you are a daughter of His. And that whatever you're facing today, don't lose hope, because He knows your tomorrow and He is going to turn it for good in His timing, in His plan. Until next time.
Hey, wow, what a good episode. I would absolutely love if you shared with a friend, or maybe even just tag me on Instagram at @TheStacyCrown in your story so I can hear any of your aha moments or takeaways from this episode. If you're feeling called, I would absolutely love if you left me a review right here on Apple or Spotify, whichever one you're listening on. And lastly, would love to invite you into the space that I have made for women who want more and who just are called for more in life right on Facebook. It's called the She Is Called Community. You can find it right in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being a part of the She Is Called podcast. This all started as a little dream, and now we're here. Talk soon.